push the air around up through there, and it comes out up over the top there.
Okay.
We can build a fire in there, and with those turned on, and turn this ceiling fan on up here.
Okay.
And it'll heat this whole thing full.
Wow.
Full length across here.
Excellent.
Even if it's a real cold day.
Really?
Yeah.
So you did pretty good with designing this, huh? Did that, especially with the sun coming in through there. That's got to keep it warm a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you would get a lot of heat.
Yeah, keep it
a lot of heat from that.
Do you, when do you use the fireplace? Just in the winter or whenever it gets cold enough?
Well, we burn some paper excess mail and that type of thing there, too. So.
Right. And what is this, the top part, the sort of vent there? Is that just sort of a vent?
Yeah, that's where the heat comes out.
That actually comes out.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's something in there to keep sort of other things coming. Is it just heat or
yeah.
Any sparks come out of there?
No, it's just heat.
Okay. I assume that you have something behind this wall that goes that takes some of that heat out, or the
yeah,
fumes
there's,
anyway.
There's a chimney goes up behind there where the smoke and so forth from the fireplace goes out.
Okay. One thing I noticed you don't have is something over it that some people have keep knickknacks on it.
Oh, mantle?
Yeah.
Mantelpiece? No, we've never put one up there. Okay. We could.
What would you call this part here that you could, I suppose you could sit on it while you're making the fire or something?
That's the hearth.
Okay. And inside, do you have, can't really tell, something that the logs sit on?
Yeah, we have a fire cradle or...
Oh, okay.
Whatever you call it.
Yeah.
While you're there, close that damper. I
heard that in. Oh, okay. That's the fire cradle you said?
Yeah.
Would that also be called the grates, or could that be called something?
Yeah, it's a grate, yeah.
It's
damper.
Okay. Yeah. You just want to leave that open when the fire's going.
Right.
All right. How do you, what is this residue that's left? What do you call that?
That's ashes.
And how do you get rid of those?
Well, I've got a thing here that opens up, and I can just dump the ashes right down through there and take them out down below on the outside.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that's good, because I've talked to a lot of people who have to sort of drag them out this way.
Yeah, and they don't use their fireplace because of
that. That's probably true. Yeah, that would be kind of messy, it seems. What is the stuff that goes up through the chimney? Sort of a black stuff again?
Well, there would be some ash and soot.
Okay.
Along with the smoke and heat.
Okay. What kind of wood do you typically burn in that?
Oh, either pine or oak or...
Okay.
Or maybe some cottonwood or apple.
Okay. Is there not a problem with... I know some people talk about a problem with burning pine.
Pine tends, because of the rosin in it, tends to build up a lot more soot and,
oh, okay.
And kind of a pitch content in the flue and gives more trouble with clogging.
I see.
Clogging the flue, but
right.
If you burn some aspen...
Mm-hmm.
That type of wood without so much pitch in it,
mm-hmm.
Every now and then it kind of keeps that burnt out of there.
Okay. So just once in a while or sometimes.
Yeah.